Here, you want to get it out? You didn't have it when you voted last time.
Yeah.
Are basically the same except for the prescription drug plan. The copay on the tier one is the same. The tier two goes from $30 to $35 a fill, and the tier three goes from $50 to $70 a fill. Now, this was the higher copays were on option six. So the insurance committee had already recommended that we make those adjustments in order to keep the premium lower. It's just that when we were initially given the option seven numbers, that did not have the change in the copays. So when we presented the numbers to y'all, we made a guess of how much it would be, and then this just basically puts it in writing, and it names it option eight.
Yeah. Any other questions from the board?
So in effect, is it a savings? I mean, it's 2% less.
We had already figured those numbers when we presented them to the board. We had to make a guess, and then before the board voted on it, we verified those premium numbers, because this information came out, I think, at about 11:47, the day of our last workshop. The numbers you were presented that day are accurate. We just did not have this to give to the board. And it's a different option number. It's option eight.
Any more questions, Commissioner Spratt?
You even got a number nine here. And it, number nine wasn't on there the other day either. What is it?
No, sir. Number nine, I believe, raises the deductible to $1,000 for an employee. And that was not an option that the insurance committee considered when they were looking at the possibilities of the plan changes. That would be, that could be quite a drastic change for our employees. So instead of raising the deductible, the insurance committee recommended that we make the change with the prescription drug plan copay.
Commissioner Page.
Can I ask one other question? This option eight makes the sheriff's employees get exactly the same as all the other county employees.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Everyone would be on the same plan for the same benefits. Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Okay. Is there a motion?
Motion that the board accepts option eight.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Spradley, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. I'm adding in 3A, which is Sheriff Wayne Padgett to address the board. Sheriff?
Thank you for letting us address the board this morning. First thing I want to do, I want to thank you, all the commissioners, Mr. Lankey, Ms. Wanda, for helping us get our insurance. That has been a hurdle that the Sheriff's Department has tried to jump for years, and y'all made it happen. I want to say thank you. I know you got some tough decisions you got to make today. I'm going to ask you, I've got to ask you, not to cut my budget. If you've got to do what you got to do, you do what you got to do. I'm going to do what I got to do. Take me out of the equation. Do what's the best for the county. That's what I'm asking you to do. I need it to operate, but you got to do it. You got to do it. I've been a businessman. I know what it's like to have to make some hard decisions. So whatever you got to do, you do. And at the end of the day, I want us all to be on the same team. Let's all be together and not separate. I need you. I hope that you need me. Now, people don't like the way I run the sheriff's department. They got 2 years. They can vote them another sheriff again, and that's just fine. I'm going to run it the way I see fit. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Okay. Any other comments or questions? If not, we'll go to item four. The board to set the proposed millage rates and budget in the General Revenue Fund and the MSTU Fund for fiscal year 2018-2019.
Now, Daniel, I'll just give you some brief thing, and I think that we had consensus at the last meeting that you were not going to increase the millage. That's what we have got prepared. She's figured and figured and figured all kinds of ways. And since the last meeting, you cannot believe how many calls, records requests, and all that we have from the public. The public is not wanting a millage increase. So where you got to go to is your reserves. And she's going to talk to you about that.
Okay, but before you start, Mr. Latham, I'm so sorry. He had asked me at the beginning of the meeting, you had something to say.
I was just going to give you.
And I'm sorry. I won't make him do that, and then we'll come right back to you, okay?
That's okay. I was just going to give you and the public a little bit of background on how we got to the point that we're at today in this budget process, if I could. And the Board of County Commissioners and Board of County Commissioners are representatives of the citizens of Taylor County and do a good job reflecting the will of the people. The direction of staff during the budget process was the board wanted to avoid a property tax increase, avoid using our reserves to balance the budget, and work to give the employees of the Sheriff's Department a health insurance plan that's compatible with other employees and to fund operational needs. And you just voted to just a while ago to give them that compatible plan. The first budget you were presented had a deficit over $800,000 and was already lean from the cuts the board side had made. Three positions, one from the library, one from the engineering department, and one from fire service had already been taken out. The board held firm during the budget process on their commitment to the citizens to balance the budget. The county and other constitutionals were directed to make the 5% cut, and that's what we've all been talking about. The budget you have now before you, and we're just about to talk about the millage rate and everything, the budget you have now before you is balanced and has accomplished the following. One, no increase in property taxes. Two, a very nominal use reserves to balance the budget, and I've got the figure of $67,000. We can get some more figures too in just a minute. School resource officers were funded. The sheriff's office has had budgeted, in addition to its operating budget, $378,000 needed to make capital purchases for his department. And these capital purchases include like vehicles, guns, IT, computers, and other needed such items. The employees of the sheriff's office will be on the same insurance plan as other county employees. You see that? Employees of the sheriff's office will now be able to provide their families health coverage at the same rate that all other employees pay. And you just heard the sheriff make comment on that. I'm very appreciative of the board being able to do that. And then we feel on the board side that funding is at a level where services can be provided to the public. So this is the budget we're bringing in and we've just started to discuss now. So I'll defer to Danielle if y'all want to get any further knowledge.
Thank you. Danielle.
Once we finished, as of right now, the deficit is $67,290.
Can you speak up?
Mm-hmm. It's $67,290, and at the end of the last meeting, we were anticipating approximately $60,000. So, I mean, we got pretty close with what we had to do. I know that there was talk about balancing with reserves, so I went ahead and called Richard Bowell, who is the county's auditor, because I just wanted clarification for myself to be able to explain why you should not balance with reserves. He recommends a county of Taylor County size to have a minimum of 30% of unrestricted reserves to cover recurring expenditures. And taking what our current budget is with the $67,000 deficit, and I changed the FEMA amount, we're at 29%. So we're a percent under what he recommends. If we balance with an additional reserve, that amount is going to be a lot lower. He stressed the point of having recurring revenue to cover your recurring expenditures. If you balance with reserves, whatever amount you balance with this year, you're going to have that same amount next year, especially if there's not an increase in your in our revenue. I also mentioned to him that there was concern about getting a loan from the bank, and he stressed the same thing. You go get a loan from a bank, which is a recurring expenditure, that you do not have a recurring revenue to pay. So, I just wanted to make sure. I mean, I did, you know, he is the auditor. Go down in our reserves and we have something major happen and it affects our audit report, all of our grants are based on having a good audit report. So that's something to keep in mind too.
Does anybody,
yeah,
go ahead.
You say you jeopardize the grants if you have
if you have a bad audit report, it jeopardizes all of your grants, yes. And Lawanda can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Melody, the grants coordinator, has to send our audit report electronically to everybody we have grants with.
Would the 29% affect it?
No, 29%, which is where we are right now.
Madam Chair, what were we at? We had a good audit last year. What? Percentage where we do you remember last year?
No, I'll have to look.
Do you remember?
It was better than 29, wasn't it?
I don't know.
So the $67,000 is the deficit we're at now, and we talked about transferring from reserve that would bring the sheriff insurance in line.
Yes.
Are we at a point where we can talk about if the board chooses not to raise tax today, we need to find the money from somewhere.
You can talk about what you want to talk about.
How much reserves or whatever would it take to balance the budget and not cut anyone 5% or 2.5%?
$562,699.
What was that?
$562,699. That's balance. I mean, that's with no decrease.
That's how much you would need out of the reserves to give back the 5%, including what the current deficit is.
And then, so 2.5% would be half of that.
Mm-hmm. That's for all.
281.
That's for all constitutional officers. 2.5%. Just 2.5% for the city.
That amount is for all the county departments, the clerk, supervisor of elections, and the sheriff. The tax collector had already reduced his budget by 5%. I believe he had some people retire, and we didn't get a 5% from the property.
What about the cuts that the county's made on its side?
Yes, sir.
Positions that will be eliminated. Put those in there. What are you looking at?
That 5% did not include the library.
I don't think you did. I think we already taken our positions
out. We had already reduced the library position, the county engineering position, and the fire position, which is MSTU, and we're looking for a grant for that. We just basically froze that open position until we know if we obtain the SAFER grant.
So in other words, on our side, we've cut 5% plus.
Right. We presented, yeah, we took our position.
We
cut more than 5%. Yes.
Okay. Now you didn't mention the property appraiser. Mm-hmm. What's the
from
deal
what
with
I understand, and if Annie Mae can help me with this, his budget is set by Department of Revenue. So if Department of Revenue has already approved his budget, that's the budget we have to pay him. If I understand it correctly,
and when the board gets notification, we have not. I take Danielle today. We will get notified when his budget's approved by Department of Revenue. When we get that, we'll get it out to you immediately. You have got so many days to appeal that budget to Department of Revenue. So if you choose to do that, you got to get on the stick and get it done. I think it's 15 days. I'm not sure. I think it's about 15 days you got. So somebody's got to be prepared to butt that budget and whine and get it to part revenue, and then there'll be a hearing.
Well, how can a state department determine somebody's budget when the money comes from our taxpayers in Taylor County? That's something that doesn't seem quite right with them.
That's the legislature.
We need to be talking to our legislatures then.
We don't have any control of it. We just put in what he submits to Department of Revenue.
Now, what is our total and unrestricted reserves as of right now?
$4,326,380. And that is considered unrestricted. That is your $1.2 million we have for contingency. That's your $2 million that we reserve for cash balance, because tax money does not start coming in until mid-November. So we have to pay October and November and some of the end of September's invoices with our reserve for cash balance. And then the remaining amount is the reserve for capital improvements.
So for right now, with all that said, how much money would there be left?
If we did the 5%? $3,830,681. And that would leave $630,000 in your reserve for capital.
$630,000? Mm-hmm. That's not a lot of money.
What does that do to the 29%? Auditor recommends 30.
But the 5% puts it at 26.
Is that 5% with
balance? I mean, not increasing or decreasing. Can I ask, and I know you probably have at least the rough figures, the deficit we would experience for the sheriff?
It's
5%? Yes.
$319,097. Yes, of course. I know my sharpest knife in the drawer. But there's something called the Stoneman Act, which is a state statute. When they had that shooting down in South Florida, it said the school board was responsible for the safety and concern of the school. If I make no mistake and I read that right, that tells me they're 100% responsible for the resource officer. They are retired, and they call whatever they need for that job. Are they doing that now? School board now. The school board is responsible for this.
Their $476,000, I believe, fund 7.
Okay. Is that insurance?
Yes, that's everything.
Yes, that's salary and benefits.
Okay. But it's their responsibility to fund all of it. Mm-hmm. Why are we haggling with that, the county commissioner? Now, the school board, I think, is the taxing authority. They have more power and discretion there to do it with, because they have a reason to do it. Right? Why are we having it? Looks like it should be the responsibility of the school board. Now, if we put it back where it needs to be.
Madam Chair,
go ahead.
Commissioner Nips, you're absolutely right. That is spelled out in the ruling for the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Is the school board responsible for all the school resource funding? That's correct. The school board came to the sheriff and they asked the board to help fund some additional school resource officers.
Okay.
Sure.
Yes,
sir. I might ask, they would have to raise their millage to cover it if they had to cover the whole thing, right?
I can't answer.
Well, I mean, that would be what we would have to do to really cover the thing like it needs to be covered. And what I'm understanding, they could do that. Am I all paid for that?
No, that's fine.
Can you answer that?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Now, the thing about the residents of the county, our exemption up to 50,000 miles. The school board, 25. Now, who would pay the most tax? I mean, when they level that tax, 25,000 or 50, look like this. When you come to the county commission, we have less people to level that with. It was the school board. Everybody pays a little bit. Right? Thank you, Mr. Manson, for reading that.
Yes, sir.
And I just wondered about that.
Yeah.
Now, it looked like when we have a group come before the group, I really understand it. We are haggling with somebody's responsibility, another body that can level the tax. I think this room won't be full. That's good for me. And that would relieve us of that responsibility, and we'd get on with taking care of the business of the county that we're responsible for. Put it back with me today.
I will say this, that I've had a couple of calls about just what you're talking about. As a matter of fact, this morning early, I had the same person, I don't know who's talked to you, don't say, but the same thing was said to me that basically that it's not our responsibility. Why are we doing it? Why doesn't the school board, when they have the 25,000 and we have the 50? So there has been concern about that, and that is a good question.
I guess we...
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
I've had calls from people to know why the city of Perry had stepped up to help fund all this. You know, that's an issue too.
Because they don't have to, nor do we have to.
They use taxpayers' money too, and taxpayers got children in the schools just like we do. You know, and that's, you know, questions people have asked me the last couple of days.
Yeah, so we've had questions. Yes.
I just want to clarify that we're talking 69,000 out of the 319 that the sheriff was cut. We're talking about one position because the board was going to add the ninth position that Danny asked for. So we're only talking 68 out of that 319 that you're cutting on the 5%. I need that clarified. The school is paying for the rest of those bodies. They're paying for 7. So.
Well, right now, $69,000 is
I understand
a lot of money.
But what we're saying, and the sheriff has already informed the superintendent that he may have to go with 7 people. He's already made that call to the superintendent.
Marty, how many is that for? 9?
Well, the 69,000 will be for one more,
right.
The eighth
and
one that the sheriff was going to have. The total would be 68
people.
Or 60. People would be 9 people if you added that extra one they asked you about.
Okay, so the 7 with the 476.
Yes.
And then the board approved for you to get the 69,000 at the last meeting.
Correct, that's for the eighth one.
Right.
That was for the ninth one. It was before the cuts, the eighth one was in the sheriff's budget. He'd been providing 2, and the school board had been providing 2 before the statute came out requiring us, the school board, to provide all of the school resource officers. So for years and years and years, the sheriff has provided 1 or 2, and the school board's provided 1 or 2.
What about, I know that in our meeting that we had one, was one of the reasons you asked for emergency management was to cover half of a salary to fund that officer for the school?
No. No, to perform, to cover a salary so we could have a road position.
It was the beach.
We had asked for another road position, and that was a way for us to be able to fund that. That's why we took it off the table. It was actually in our budget request, original budget request, for that two positions. Then we took it off when took one of them out in emergency management. We took the other one out when we got into negotiations about the insurance and stuff.
I have one clarification I need. I know that the school was asking for a supervisor for the school resource officers. Who supervises the staff now?
We have a supervisor in place already. I mean, Sergeant Pam Brasby is the school resource supervisor. She is one of the seven, but she also manages the schedules and the time off and all that.
So irregardless of what the school board would prefer and like that ninth officer as a supervisor, you have that. I mean, that's your call as far as they're supervising your people.
That was misnomer from the get-go. It's not really a...
Here's the bottom line. The sheriff has to approve adequate staffing at the schools to ensure the safety of our children. He has to make the final decision. He's going to make that decision based on what you have, what you provide us. The school's paying for seven. If you feel you can help us with one or two more, then we'll certainly provide that. But if you don't, then it's back to seven. They have seven campuses, and the kids are safe with that number. Is that not?
That is correct. And they'll have a supervisor. There's a lieutenant that handles the civil and the school resource division as a backup. When we knew we were going to have this problem, we sent as many deputies as we could to the school resource officer program. So we have deputies that can fill in if one of them's sick or this, that are certified SROs. I mean, we did that on the front end when we found out we had to do this. So we actually had North Florida generate the school for us, come here and teach the class, and we put our deputies in.
That's good pre-planning.
So, we're adequately staffed to cover those vacancies if needed. But Commissioner Dent has always made a valid point. It is their responsibility.
It is their responsibility.
Chuck, I have a question. If y'all look on page 276 of your booklet, that $476,000 is allocated just to salaries and benefits. Where is the vehicle coming from that y'all said y'all had to have to?
Well, when we found out that we weren't going to get help from anybody and we're not getting any funding from the state for startup costs, probably in the next year, calendar year, we may get some money back. But what we did is we pulled vehicles out of surplus that were headed to auction. We made repairs to get those back in service. We don't have to go out and buy new cars right now. We do have in our plans toward the end of the year to use our sales tax money to buy some new vehicles for patrol, and then we'll roll those older vehicles back over into school resource. So we're not buying new equipment to put into schools. We're reusing what we got. We're using surplus IT equipment, computers from the state. We've got rifles, weapons. We've got to buy a couple of those. That's not a big ticket item. And Commissioner Moody, I wanted to comment on your questions about the city helping us out. They did give us $5,000 toward our startup costs from some fund that they had, and I'm not sure how that got to us, but they helped us a little bit. Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, that's the money we used to fix up some of the cars and stuff to get them back roadworthy. But none of the school resource officers have new vehicles, if that answers your question, or will have new vehicles.
We're scraping and scrounging. We had reserve cars and cars in the back that were in need of repair. We were not going to repair them. We were going to roll them out as regular vehicle replacements. But when no help came for startup money, we did what we got to do. We're going to get those deputies equipped and ready for school day one.
Another question, Chuck, while you're standing there. On page 277 of your book, if you look at the salaries, a lot of issues has been around money funded for deputies.
Yes, ma'am.
Why did you cut the regular salaries, $121,191.20, from salaries in your budget? If that's the problem.
Reappropriated it over to corrections if you'll look at the total budget.
We don't have that total.
I'm sorry?
We don't have a full budget. It's got regular salaries on here.
Are we down in the weeds about our budget line?
Well, if you're talking about 5%, the board needs to know. If that $121,000 was cut from regular salaries, and we only have one budget here for the whole fund.
Yes, ma'am.
We don't have corrections and all split out. So we can't tell that it was from corrections or from law enforcement where it's from. Mm-hmm. But you did reduce regular salaries $121,000 in your budget for next year. So you're short that much to start with. Of course, everybody knows you pull it from another account and put it where you need it, but why would you do that if you were in such dire need of it?
The sheriff absolutely has the ability to move his money around as he needs to after
school. Everybody does.
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody does.
But you heard from the sheriff. He's asked for his full budget, but he's ready to tighten up the belt. We've completed an exercise to reduce it as necessary and move forward and not suffer any loss of critical services to the public.
So what you just told us, you've already cut back and reallocated and repurposed cars and everything in anticipation of the normal transition with the extra resource officer.
When the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas rule came out, the sheriff came to his command staff and said, be prepared to take this on and anticipate no help from anybody. We've got to make it work. We started back in February and March planning for today.
And we're 12 days away from the start of school.
And we're ready.
That's all I have.
Okay.
And I want to tell you while I'm up here, the insurance benefit that you've approved for our employees puts the sheriff's office on a level playing field for recruitment and retention of good employees to come to work here in Taylor County. And I thank you, and the employees thank you.
Yes, sir.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad we could do that. That was very important to me and to this board to get the deputies on the same playing field as the rest of the county employees.
At the end of the day, that was the sheriff's priority, was to get those benefits. We accomplished that. Thank you.
And I read the paper today, and you know, you very clearly articulated to the newspaper that, you know, there may be incidental jobs and things that the sheriff does that you may not be able to fund in the future. So what is the sheriff's responsibility for security at the courthouse?
We provide security for the courts and the judges. The courthouse security itself, that came about before we got here. I'm not sure if that's something the judge ordered. No. Madam Clerk, could you
It was challenged from another county because the sheriff didn't feel like that he had the authority to do courthouse, and the district court said, yes, you do, for court officials.
Had the authority, but I was wondering if it was a requirement.
According to the courts in here.
Okay.
Of course, you're going to protect your office, which is right front and center there.
The judges and the courtrooms and the people that come there to do business, and that includes the front door where all the offices are.
Sure.
We'll maintain that.
Madam Chair.
Yes,
sir. I appreciate Sheriff Paul. I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
And all I want, if anything happens, that everybody get a clear understanding where it comes from. And we can't provide unless the constituent says do it. You can't do it unless your boss tells you to do it. Everybody got a boss. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Madam Clerk, did you have any other questions or anything that you... Anybody else have? We
have been talking about issues, and calls that we get. Board member gets called, the public is an irate a lot over issues. And we try to put together a list of questions that the public's asking. And if the sheriff would, if you come back to the podium, we'll give you that list of questions so everybody can have an answer to what you've called me about, what you've probably called your board members about, or anybody else if you want to answer those questions. That's up to the board. We got many calls about stuff that the board needed to do if you're going to increase your budget. You're going to take 5%, whatever. But we do have a list of questions that we've been prompted to. We've reduced it from paper questions. So.
I'm not comfortable with having the sheriff come over.
Y'all don't put me on trial. We're trying to do a good job. That's what y'all trying to do?
No, no.
Y'all want to put me on trial? No. Well, let's get on with the program.
No. No. Let's
go. No, just don't get it done. Sheriff. You're not a county commissioner. You don't have no right asking me no question. I'm here to address the board. You understand what I'm telling you? Y'all put me on trial. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it done.
Actually, I have a question.
Hold on, we're behind you, Wayne. Hold on.
Thank you.
There's a lot of people that's behind you. We need the court, ma'am. You cannot speak until you've been recognized. Do not speak until you're recognized. No. I'm going to ask you one more time, and then I'm going to ask you to leave. Okay? We will let everybody that wants to speak speak, but the way we do it is I will recognize you. You will come to the podium, state your name and your address, and you can speak for 3 minutes. We're not going to have name calling, and we're going to keep order. That's the way we operate here. But you will have an opportunity to speak if you follow the rules. Now, I saw you stand up, ma'am. If you want to speak, come to the podium and state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes.
First, I want to say thank you. And my name is Sue Ellen Weaver, and I live in Keaton Beach.
Sue Ellen what?
Sue Ellen Weaver. I hear all those questions about cutting the budget from 5% from the Sheriff's Department. And out of curiosity, when you cut that, is any of you going to go down there to the beach areas to help the sheriff out? Or do we need to call a Taco Bell employees for the Taylor County Development Authority to go help them out? You guys give a contribution to Taylor County Development Authority of $142,000, correct? No?
That's been cut this year.
It was cut this year. I seen your newspaper article. It said that you cut it 25%, right?
It's down to $100,000.
It's down to $100,000. His salary is $77,000 based off of amendments in 2011. I have his audit. Now it's... There's two numbers. There's 89,000 and 98,000. So what's the point of having a Taylor County Development Authority when we're still at a... Our employment rate is still decreasing. It decreased 1%. So we have a high quality job working at Taco Bell based off somebody's newspaper article. But you want to actually take high quality jobs from a sheriff's department, which is ridiculous. And I think the money, plus we have a contract service for Taylor County Development Authority as well, which costs what, $13,000? Now, that could go over to the Commerce to do that job and help out trying to bring businesses in here. We don't need to give an outsider that has been gone longer than a year $142,000 for a contribution, plus the contract service. We can give to our sheriffs. Because none of y'all are going to call Taco Bell or the director that's going to help him out. I ain't. They're not certified. They don't care about our security, our safety, our children, drugs. Those are things you guys need to start factoring in. Is all the spending towards things we don't need right now. Sheriff's Department, we need. And thank you.
Thank you.
May I ask you a question? Would you be interested in the millage going up and reduction going up to make sure that Sheriff got everything he needed?
You know, honestly, the millage, in my opinion, it won't hurt us. It's low.
Of course, you'd be fine with
that. I'd be fine with it.
To make sure you had.
Yeah. Because if that means that I have safety and security, that's what we got to do.
I'd love to hear, gentlemen, speaking of the whole public, y'all, almost all y'all taxpayers, would y'all be interested in a millage going up?
Yes.
Yes.
Sir.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, if you would,
thank you.
Okay. Madam Chair?
Yes.
I was interrupted before with the clerk's statement. As I was trying to say, I will be uncomfortable for the sheriff to have to answer questions before he or the board has a chance to look at those questions.
Okay, that's good. Yes, ma'am? Yes.
I'm Ursula Miller. I live at Cedar Island. With regards to your question about the millage rate, I think that I would like you all to consider that the sheriff's office, you've already covered that they cover the courthouse and such as that, any festivals, any type of public function, they are there. But we need to consider finding a way to push some of this expense back on our tourists, because the millage rate is one thing, but the tourists are here, and during tourist season, their expenses double, if not more, because of officers and everything that has to be done at the beaches. We have to find a way for the tourists to come back and fund part of this and stop putting it all on the residents of this area. We don't have a problem, for the most part, if the millage goes up, to cover them, but you've got to find a way for the tourists to pay their part.
Okay, obviously you've been thinking about this, so what would be some of your suggestions of how to tag this on to the tourist?
The tourist bed tax, you can take at least 10% of those funds to pay any type of first responders, police, et cetera, et cetera. Up to 10% of the gross tax can be pushed for that just during scallop season. The tourists are coming in here and they have no protection down there. And it's going to end up being a lawsuit on the county and all of us if something bad happens down there, because we don't have that protection, in addition to the residents that live down there.
Have you calculated what 10% would be?
It's $40,000. I mean, every little bit helps at this point. But the bed tax has been going up every year. We have to come up with whether it's a 1 cent tax, something like that, to where the tourist is going to contribute to that tax, not just out of property taxes.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Just to clarify that when the officers work at our boat ramps, that they are funded with boat ramp fee funds. So we do partially fund them during scallop season for the officers who are there at our boat ramps.
And Madam Chair,
and it's just partial.
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Spradley.
And the sheriff can answer to this. I believe the school resource officers are reassigned to work the coastal areas and the high crime areas during the summertime, during the season. So we do see an increase in coverage, and they're all shaking their hand, but I understand your point.
But the school resource officer is funded through the school, and the school's not responsible to pay for them. Can we look at maybe a 1 cent tax, something that a tourist would pay when they come in town to help fund this, because they, in essence, are getting the service along with the rest of us.
I don't think that we can just arbitrarily.
Is it something that you can look into? Is what I'm saying.
1 cent tax.
Oh,
half cent, 1 cent, whatever. The hospital sales tax that's been in since 1999, hospitals paid off. Where's that money going?
$500,000 going to the sheriff.
There's over $2 million. It's my understanding there's over $2 million that come in a year on that. Where's the rest of it going?
Oh, okay.
$2 million from the city gets a portion of it.
Correct.
So we get, I think the latest figure, about $1.3 million. It was going to be split up 25%. 25% is going to be dedicated to the Sheriff's Department's capital needs. 25% Board of County Commissioners' capital needs. There's an additional 50% out there that's either going to be building fund, like a church has a building fund, or additional 25% put in escrow, just like a rainy day fund, you know, a hurricane, build up our capital reserves.
But I do want to add that the hospital came to us and they're asking for 50% of it.
I believe it's $500,000.
50% is what they asked for. And we have not made a decision on that.
And I understand that.
But we've dedicated 25% to the sheriff already.
In my opinion, the hospital needs to come back with different figures and reduce that number. And those gentlemen, the ladies and gentlemen, better need funded. I'm tired of standing around in my own home, going down the road, having to carry a gun when they're not around.
Yep.
It's important to the people of this district and to this county that we have law enforcement full time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We ran out of time. I stopped it when Commissioner Spradley started speaking. It is working. I just reset it when it went over, because when she was questioned by Commissioner Spradley and other members chimed in, I stopped the timer.
Okay. Anyone else would like to speak? Yes, sir.
Good morning. My name is Jeff Ramey. I live out on 221 North, kind of across the street from Graves. Thank you for letting me speak to you. I've been in Taylor County a grand total of 2 years now. I have seen a lot of good news in the paper when it comes to the functionality and success that our Sheriff's Department has brought. But there's a couple of things I would just like to say. Number one, on the issue of tax increase, you can't get something for nothing. And I think that is a problem in our society today when everybody's expecting people to work miracles and give them a penny, and they want you to give them a dollar's worth of service from it. I can't believe I'm saying this, but if you have to raise my taxes, please do so. I want a safe community to live in. I want a place, like the young lady that was speaking before me, that I don't have to worry about arming myself when I go different places in Taylor County. I have respect for this body, but I would ask you to do a little digging. A 5% straight across the board cut, that seems like a for lack of a better term, a little bit of a chainsaw approach instead of a surgical procedure. Everybody's job's important. Everybody's position's important, and I realize, but there's some areas and some jobs that are more critical to the health, safety, and well-being of the members of Taylor County. I know redaction is not fun in any stretch of the imagination. I have been in companies where cutbacks have happened. I have been, I guess, the fortunate or unfortunate one that now my job was spared, my salary was cut, and I got to do three people's jobs instead of just one. That was not pleasant, and everybody in this room knows what it's like to be handed more than what you can possibly do. So, Chairperson, I would ask you and the council to maybe do a little reconsidering on a straight across the board 5%. Everybody's important, like I said, but there are some things do have to take priority in our lives. And I would just like to say, well, thank you, and thank you for giving me time.
Thank you.
Good.
Next.
Hold on.
It's okay.
Yes. Step your name and address.
Captain Jimmy Cash, 1460. Thank y'all. Thank you for leadership and support. We're all on one team. We're all on one team. I appreciate the everywhere I go, I hear from folks saying thanks. They're thanking us, but I work with some of the best men and women in the world.
If you'll address me.
I work with some of the best men and women in the world. And what I haven't heard yet, with all due respect, is we're the 11th largest county in the state land-wise. And one of the things that our people encounter on a daily basis right now, someone is going to a call. And when you're out there operating with three and four deputies at a time on a good day, that's 300 square miles per deputy, maybe even more. And they're not only risking their lives when they go to the call, while they're at the call. I was that deputy just several years ago that was going to a man with a gun to another man's head, a gun call at Steinhatchee. And I'm getting down there as fast as I can. And my tire blows out at 122 miles per hour. I'm going sideways with the tire going across the median and me going sideways in front of Salem Baptist Church. And it wasn't but for the Lord, my car would have turned over. I may not be standing here today. So we cover a lot of ground just to get to where we need to go. And I understand that we're limited on what we can do as far as finances. And I don't envy any of you guys in these positions right now. But what I'm pleading to you is help us find some middle ground here and let's get the job done and take care of these good folks. And let's make Taylor County, continue to make Taylor County a place. This is what I've been telling people. My job is to make Taylor County a place where good people want to live and bad people want to get from. And the only way we can do that is work together as a team. I understand law enforcement ain't cheap, but it's worth it. I just appreciate y'all's time and consideration.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes, my name is Mike Hunter. I live in Barry, lived here my whole life. I want to thank you guys. I'm not here to defend the Sheriff's Department or defend a whole bunch of people, but I do have a question on the reserves. Now, no one seems to be thinking about the reserves or thinking about raising our millage and raising our taxes. Is the 30% the magic number that the auditor recommends? Is 25% a number? I mean, what's the magic number? I mean, is the county a business for profit or for non-profit? I mean,
I let her tell you, but 30% is what the auditor has recommended to keep us within a safe range
right. With
our reserves. If we have a catastrophic event, which we're still in hurricane season and we will be for a while, you know yourself, that could wipe us out very quickly. But you want to add?
And that's pretty much, and the statute allows for up to 30%.
It allows up to 30%. So. Neighboring counties, what are they holding, do we know? I mean, that would be something to be good to know. Because there's money there, and no one seems to want to talk about the reserves, but what makes the 30%? I understand catastrophe, and I understand all of that, but is that the magic number, $4 million?
Well, the one thing that you're talking about, the neighboring counties, you got to look at similar counties that have coastal that are on the coast, because we're the ones that in the event of a hurricane usually get the largest impact. Go ahead.
And speaking from the financial side, when you balance with reserves, what are we going to do next year?
Yeah,
if we come
in
and our reserves are at $500,000, but we have to balance what we are balancing with this year, where are we going to get it from?
And do you see anything coming in the future in building, businesses, housing, permits being pulled, things being built, pipelines being built?
That is one of our problems. We were at 1% growth. And you look going down the coast, it's Gulf County, Bay County, going on down, they're at 6 to 8 to 9% growth. So we just haven't got it here. I'm hoping that it will come our way,
okay.
You know, but it's not here.
I was just curious if that 30% is a magic number. That what makes that a magic number? Is anybody?
Let me explain something. This year, when we started with our budget, we started with a deficit, 330-something, because the board chose in November to allow 3% increase for all employees, the whole county. That was to the tune of that 300-something thousand. That's reoccurring. We faced that deficit in this year's budget. First off, we're going to face it next year. because it's something that's recurring. And if you're talking about adjoining counties, most of them's at 10 million count already, and they have nowhere to go. So, and we're not there yet, but we get pretty close.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Raising 3% is great because, as Marty mentioned a while ago, or Chuck, it's employment recruiting is hard. Getting people to come to Taylor County and work's hard. Someone else is paying more money. I get that, and the increase is great. Okay, thank you. I just had a question about the reserves. Why the 30% was the magic number? That's it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Chair, I have a question. So the meeting today is to vote on whether or not to increase the millage rate, and if so, how much, correct? If we don't raise the millage rate, then where do we go from there? Will we have another meeting to discuss further as far as...
What we're going to do today is we're going to vote on the millage rate, whether it's where it is now, or if we're going to increase it, or if we're going to decrease it. But we have a proposed millage rate that we are going to vote on before we leave here today.
Okay, I understand that. But what about the budget and the 5% or the 2.5%? Will there be an opportunity to... I mean, we're just not going to leave that hanging, are we, if we don't vote to raise it? We still have that to deal with.
It's my understanding that when you set this proposed millage rate, if you set it higher, you can go down lower before you do the final budget here. Never have that worked. But wherever you set it, you can't go up.
Right.
If we set it at one rate, we cannot go up after today.
That's right.
But if we set it at a higher level, you can back it down to where you want to be. That tells me there's an opportunity for another hearing if the board so desires.
What are the hearings?
We have two public hearings in September.
Okay.
We have the tentative public hearing, which is set for September the 10th. And that's where you vote on the tentative millage and the tentative budget. Any changes would have to be made no later than that, like that day or the day after. Because at that point, our entire budget has to be put in the paper that Friday for us to have the final hearing Monday. No changes can be made at the final hearing.
So
like you're asking if you can have another workshop?
Well,
or the only thing right now set is the public hearings.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. What's the millage rate now? What's our millage rate?
In the general fund, it's 7.2426.
7.24. Okay.
And how much?
7.246.
2426 in the general fund.
Okay. And the max is what? 10%?
10 millage.
Now, I noticed during our workshop, we were talking about half a millage rate. And that would be an increase. And that would be 7.7?
If you increased it by the 5% of the cut, it would move it up to 7.6100.
7.6.
A half a mil generates what, Daniel? We had that figure the other day.
Half a mil will generate 673,478.
A quarter mil?
Half
a mil.
And a quarter mil? How much?
Quarter mil is 336,739.
Okay. Let me say something else. One time I heard this morning about $4 million. That's the first time I heard of $4 million. From what I thought we worked on during the budget session was, it would be about $1.2 million.
That was just for the reserve for capital.
Reserve for capital. That is to, in case something happened.
Right? That, your reserve for capital is whatever's not currently budgeted in that budget year, if you have anything that's capital that you want to do, a new project or something like that.
Okay. Now, then we talked about borrowing money and all this kind of stuff. What is our borrowing capacity? Where are we putting that in A, B, C, or D? If this guy wanted to borrow money.
Well, I don't think we have any outstanding loans, do we? So we don't have any loans outstanding.
You don't have any outstanding.
And then You could buy, from my experience, you could borrow up to $10 million without doing a full bond issue. Okay, after that, I believe you would, but we don't really have those needs, so we're not doing any kind of big, huge projects. So.
This county has never borrowed money to fund operations. No.
Okay. That's okay.
So we're in good shape as far as what we owe. We don't owe anything.
Okay, but if we approve the budget today, we got $1.2 million in the budget, right? I mean,
you're talking about reserves?
Yeah, reserve.
Capital.
For capital.
Yeah, okay.
Just for capital.
Okay, what did we pay? Then I heard somebody said we talked about we won't be able to collect tax money until October, November, or something. How much money do we have in that to pay off paper?
Right now, we always budget $2 million for our cash balance to get us through October and half of November.
Okay, $2 million.
Yeah.
And that's because that ends up being about three payrolls for the county. It's at least 1/12 of the sheriff's budget. It's the first quarter for the clerk's office, first quarter for the supervisor, and then the other ones, I believe, get monthly.
Yeah.
So it covers all that.
Yeah, very simplistic.
And all other expenditures.
Yeah, very simplistic. And this is like a checking account. I'm paying my monthly bills at home. Okay. This other reserve is like our savings account.
Okay.
And we're not going to touch that until we just have to. My home budget anyway. So very simplistic. We can't really touch that checking account because we've got to pay ongoing bills. That's why that $2 million is there. So.
You know, if you brought up a millage increase to me, I would want to know about all the money we got, where it's coming from, and how we got there. So I'm asking you, if something happened today, another Hermine coming, it would come from the 1.2.
Right.
Where would it come
from? If we were hit with a hurricane, it would come from the reserve for capital.
How much is that?
Because right now it's 1.3. Is what we're estimating for next year, yes.
And we have a reserve for contingency. Mm-hmm. Which is?
And our reserve for contingency, if that's where you get, reserve for contingency is where the transfer for the Forest Capital Hall utilities come from, because that wasn't budgeted in their budget and they got the large invoice. It's where.
It's for operational.
It's much smaller amount, though.
Yes, yes.
It's much smaller amount.
Right.
And FEMA would reimburse a lot of that.
Well,
over a period of 6 months to a year to get the last money.
Yes. Okay. Now, I keep hearing that there's a possibility that we might have to pay some money back to FEMA. Mm-hmm. How much is that?
It's about $354,000.
How much is it?
It's about $354,000.
Where would that come from if they come in tomorrow and say that?
It's going to come out of your reserve for capital.
How much? That leaves us how much money?
That's the amount that I'm giving you, the 1 point.
1.2, that leaves us 3.1. I believe it's about $850,000. Yeah,
she's already backed that out of what she gave you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think I'm pretty well satisfied. Before I have to vote on anything, I want all the information I need. So when somebody asks me some questions, that's some clarification to deserve. Okay? And I'm not afraid to do what's right.
Commissioner Spradley.
Where I was headed before was I'm not totally convinced or totally unwilling with, you know, the new, even though it's a 30% recommendation by the auditor, I'm not totally against going back in a workshop or whatever it needs to be, and funding at least the 5% across the board from reserves.
Okay, now remember what she said, that that's recurring again for next year. So where is it going to come from, Commissioner Spratton?
Next year, if you then vote whether or not that increased the millage. But we're getting through. I don't want to kick the can down the road. I don't want to increase millage. What I know is we have $150,000 that will be coming back from FEMA, which will go back into contingency for the Hurricane Irma work that was done. Then we, when the pier is complete, which should be in September or October, that's an $800,000 expense where we'll have a $600,000 coming back for FEMA. We talked about that in the workshops for those who weren't here, about we can't bank on that $600,000 because FEMA, you know, FEMA, who knows, if we if they have a bad another bad season, then it'll wait. But that money will come. That's, it's obligated and, you know, will eventually come. So, you know, it's like the board giving the 3% raise last year that we're dealing with this year. I guess they you were gambling, not gambling, of course, but, you know, assuming that that the economy would be better and our reserve revenue would be better and so forth. So, again, that's, you know, we $319,000. No, let's see. $319,000 is for the sheriff only. And so it's $562,000, which would bring us down to $600,000 in reserve, right? I'm not for going that far.
That would leave, I think, $630,000 in your reserve for capital if you restore the 5%. Is that right?
If we restored it to 2.5%, that would be $281,000, right? Mm-hmm. Which then would leave our capital reserves at what? Nearly $1 million or $1 million. Well, that's coming from the 1.2. Danielle, well, I was going to say 1.3. I know we're calculating on the fly, so.
1.2.
It puts down about 812.
The thing about hurricanes is that, for instance, with Hermine, we had to enter into contracts for canal cleanup and debris cleanup, and the contractors expect that money to come right away. So we have to pay that. We paid it up through November for cleanup. And so that money has to be there, you know, or we don't get it done. Dixie County and Hermine didn't have the reserves, so they didn't clean up their canals. They had county employees down there cleaning up. That, you know, it took them a couple years or whatever. So if you don't have the reserves, then you don't have canal cleanup and those kind of things. So I know I'm complicating things, but you know, I would certainly be in favor of backing the, you know, back to 2.5%, and hopefully the sheriff can, you know, do that, but, you know, work with that and the rest of the county offices. But I don't know where, that was back to my original question, where in the process could that take place, or that discussion take place? I know it's not on the agenda today or to be voted on today, so.
Well, you know, up until now, we've not had a lot of throwback from the other constitutional officers. Madam Clerk did make a statement that if everybody else didn't cut 5%, that she didn't feel like it was fair for her, the same thing. But it seems like to me that the other constitutional officers have been able to comply and work through it. And like this gentleman in the orange shirt stated, I think I know what he was saying, is I think you were saying that some positions may be more valuable than others. Is that basically what you were saying in terms of making tough decisions? And
I was saying, you know, everybody's job is important, but there are some that are more critical for the welfare of the community.
Yes.
And, you know, not to diss anybody's job or anything, but, you know, there are just some, and this is the way it is, there are just some people, like in a hospital,
You have to have a doctor, you have to have a surgeon, you don't necessarily have to have
a clerk.
A clerk. That you know, that can be doubled up on and worked out eventually, but you know, you go to the hospital to get your life saved, it's not because they got a great cafeteria or a great housekeeping department, it's because they've got a good medical staff there, competent nurses and doctors. When an emergency arises, I want to feel safe.
Yeah, I thought that I understood what you were saying. Thank you.
Well, on that same note, the sheriff, you know, I mean, he, you know, you see it in the news today. They're talking about, you know, shutting down the government in October if they don't get it funded. And my experience working with the state, we went through 5% cuts all the time. Frankly, the critical positions, the law enforcement, didn't get cut. There were hiring freezes, and you didn't buy cars, and, you know, you had to make it work. But the law enforcement, not the administrative staff and all those other positions, you know, they're the ones that took the hit, because we do want, you know, we do need protection on the street. So that's where I was hoping with the 2.5% that perhaps the sheriff could, you know, still function at a high level as he is now. And, you know, I know they've made cuts already, anticipating the school resource office. Yes, sir.
So I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying then. Is are you saying 2.5% for everyone, or just 2.5% for the sheriff, since that could be more critical positions?
Well, these are... I was going with everyone. You know, I mean, it's a morale issue, you know, across the whole county spectrum, cutting people, you know, going back as it was 10 years ago when they didn't have enough toilet paper. You know, those kind of horror stories. But I don't know that the debate needs to be today. We need to know some number crunches, but at what point could we settle this issue?
You through?
Yes, sir.
Well, it looked like we were talking about 7.2. You need to set a cap, max cap today, right? The 7.4, the 7.5 millage rate cap. And if we didn't need all that money, we could back it down. Is that what I heard?
You can back it
down. Like, that's what we need to do. Because there's a lot of things we're not going to be able to sell today. Somebody got that back.
When you get through, I'll recognize.
Okay. So, I don't know whether I'm ready to make a motion. Are we through talking about it? Or do we need to?
But I want to make sure that the public gets to speak. So, ma'am, if you want to come forward and state your name and address, I want to give everybody an opportunity to speak. If you want to.
Thank you. My name is Denise Stiles, and I live at 2729 Gorman Peacock Road. And I agree. I will be glad to pay extra tax. I'll be like the man there. Who would have thought we would say, yes, I'll pay extra taxes to make sure that I'm safe, that my children and my grandchildren are safe. And because I worked in the school system for over 17 years, so I know the battle that they're facing. But my main thing is, we live in a town where our sheriff's office is doing an absolutely wonderful job on the drugs. And it's like someone said, if we cut this cut, they're going to be playing defense only. And we're going to lose ground every day. And none of us want that to happen. And when Anna Mae said a while ago that she's had people that's called and said they don't want their taxes raised, they should have been here. I would be glad to pay to have my taxes raised if it's going to budget us out and balance this budget, that we're not going to have to cut people. Because that is one department we cannot afford to be cut on. And with that millage rate increase, it could help the hospital as well. It could help the school as well. So, to me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, I don't know how much a millage rate would cost me for my taxes, but whatever it is, it would be worth it for me. And I think the majority of the people here said the same thing a while ago. They would be willing to have that increase. And I think if you talk to normal people that think about it, when you think about it, that if we're going down to not having a deputy on duty to call if you're being robbed, you know, and it's going to be, people's going to be taking law into their own hands. People, you know, there's going to be a lot more problems, and then it's going to really be bad. So from my point of view, that's the only option, is to really raise your millage. So, but that's what, you know, and I'm thinking that the biggest majority of people, when you stop and think about it, is going to say, well, this way everybody's going to pay. Everybody's going to pay. And I mean, if it's $100 or $200 a year, is that well worth for your children and grandchildren to be safe?
Yes.
Yes. So that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's not going to be that much. What is a quarter mil is what, $25 a year? Yep, for a $100,000 house? And a half a mil is $50 a year for a $100,000 house?
Well, it's like Mr. Bent said, go to your hire and you come back off. I'll be glad to pay the $100 a year.
I'm afraid, and you need to stay informed and come to these meetings. I'm afraid that if we do increase it too high, that we'll never back it down and we'll find some other reason to spend
well,
it.
Well, you're the one that makes that choice. You well, have that option.
Ma'am.
Back it down.
But we need to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've had more people say the same as Ms. Dodd said. I've had very few people say don't raise the taxes. When I run for office, I didn't promise nobody I would be voting back. I told them I'd give them services they need.
If you've got a 1 minute thing, you can come back. Usually one time, but I'll let you come back for 1 minute.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Question, millage rates, surrounding counties, how do we stack up? How do we compare? Are we high, low? Just out of curiosity, I'm getting
I can answer that, but some of them are already at 10 mils, which is the cap. They can't go any higher. So as long as I'm here, I will not vote to carry us to a 10 mil cap. To me, that's irresponsible. That's where you do have to cut back, and you've got to cut your operating expenses and do what you have to do. So
I was just curious, where are we as Taylor County? Amongst our peer counties.
Well, you heard we're on the general, we're at 7.246. We've got some Lafayette County, I believe they're at 10.
Madison
County is at 10. They don't have any other place to go now. They're capped out.
We're lower. General.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
You got some?
No, ma'am.
Anybody else wish to speak? Yes, sir.
My name is Ron Hill. I live in Steen Hatchie, Florida. And I want to say this about our sheriff's department. He's doing a fantastic job. He needs the money and every penny of it, because I am a retired officer from Georgia. And let me tell you something. You got here and you got your closest backup, you got two deputies, one on one end of the county and one on the other. When you get in a serious call and your closest backup to you is 70 miles away, if you hadn't been there, people don't know what I'm talking about. But if you want to see how it really works, I'll go out one night and spend the whole day in a patrol car with them. Ride with them. See what's going on. Let them answer two or three real bad emergency calls, and then see how you want to vote on the budget for the sheriff's department. I guarantee you, you're going to give him everything he can get so he can get more deputies, because he's doing a fantastic job of what he's got with him. And I don't think anybody ought to be cut one nickel. If anything, get him more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to speak? Anybody else?
My name is Martine Young. I live on Westbrook Drive. I am currently married to one of those officers in green. I understand what they go through every day. I understand the equipment that they're given, and I understand what this kind of cut could potentially hurt to them. I also understand your concern, Ms. Murphy, but with all due respect, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. If we keep dipping into reserves, we don't want to raise the millage rate, we can't expect our county to grow, we can't expect our law enforcement to be able to do their job, we can't expect our clerk's office to be able to do their job. So, I mean, that's raise my taxes. If that means my husband comes home safe because he has the adequate equipment and the adequate backup, raise my taxes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
Okay, anyone else? Okay. I guess I'll go back to the board now and hear from the board.
I'm fine with rating 1.5% myself to support what this county needs. Taxpayers and a husband I'd like to be with us on the thing. Not all of them, but I believe them on the majority. It'd be a 90 day.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. We have before us, we have to. The board to set the proposed millage rate and budget in the general revenue fund and the MSTU fund for fiscal year 2018-2019. If there are no other comments, is there a motion?
I'd like a motion to do that.
State your motion.
Go up 1.5%. Good.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Moody to increase the millage by 0.5%.
Yes.
Is there a second?
What do we mean by 0.5%?
The half a mil?
The half a mil, yeah. That's in the general fund.
What is that number? It is 7.7420.
And if we set the millage at that rate at the public hearing, we would go down.
Correct.
May I make a comment?
Sure.
I've sat on this board. This is my probably 14th budget time. Generally, when we get to this point where we set this tentative millage rate, everything's already settled. And there have been years and years and years. But when it comes to this point, it's a 5-minute meeting, we set the millage rate. Here we're doing this thing, we leave it. We didn't have everything all agreed to before we got here. Consequently, we have a room full of folks. And the way I see it, we as a board have three choices. We can increase the millage. That's one choice. We can fund what the sheriff needs out of the contingency, which has its problems. Or we can stay with the plan. The board's already discussed the budget. Leave it like we had it planned and set the millage rate, like we normally do. I don't have a crystal ball, I'm not recommending either one of the three. Fourth option would be to deplete all your reserves and go borrow money, and I'm not for that at all. So I don't know exactly where I fall out of this. I pay a pretty good property tax bill. I ran on the platform 14 years ago, I would vote for a millage increase. So I'm still bound by that pledge. And Jim said he didn't pledge anybody that.
I didn't pledge I wouldn't go up on taxes. I told them I would make sure that they had services they need.
Okay, yes.
Well, I didn't tell them I would increase the millage. But when I read the paper, smartphone the other day. There's a fellow down at South Florida. He had his son, someone broke in his house, had his son in the bathtub hurting him. The deputy came to the house and shot the homeowner rather than the fellow who was doing the damage. Now, the problem with that was a miscommunication. I want a higher level of deputies who can receive instruction and do the thing which is right and needed. You know, you can hire somebody with a gun, and that's what the crook got.
Yep.
But if you want a certain level of perfection and protection, it costs a little bit. Now, if I voted today to say the cap is 7.426, the sheriff needs the money. Now, a lot of people say you don't need it, even though we got a $6 million budget, you know. Look to me like that we all want to be safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And God knows if you have somebody with a level of common sense to protect us, that's what I want. When I meet a deputy sheriff on the road, I don't want to meet a fool. I want to meet one that I can respect and knows respect when he gets to see. Now, I tell you what, I'm going to tell you the doggone truth. I do go a lot. I meet a lot of people, and I see a lot of things. So, and if you all been reading the paper also, look like some of these people they hire, you know, the credentials for being a deputy, shoot one of me. You know, I'll be, it's just fact. But I don't want you to hire one that will shoot one of me. I want you to hire one with a certain level of intelligence that he'll respect me and I respect him. Okay? Now, this is my plea to the board. We can sit around and say a whole lot and don't do what we're supposed to do. We'll pay for it. One lawsuit against in this county can wipe out what we're talking about 20 times. Yeah.
Commissioner Spradley.
When we started the budget meetings, the sheriff came in and presented his budget. During that time, his plea was, other than to increase this budget, part of that was to bring his deputies and employees on even playing field with the rest of the county employees on their insurance. That was a recruiting tool. He was having difficulty keeping family men or older, you know, more experienced deputies on the street because they had to pay for their family insurance. And we agreed that one attractive aspect of economic development was to have good and proficient public safety, low crime rates, deputies on the street to be seen. And so the board, you know, put the deputies work towards putting the deputies on even playing field with insurance so that he can recruit and get better deputies and more experienced deputies. Now, another thing, just to be clear with everybody, I mean, we've all talked about doomsday today, so that's one advantage that we have given the sheriff. And I know that they're, you know, if I was there, and incidentally, for the man that was here, you know, I was a deputy for 15 years, so I'm well aware of working by myself at night on a Saturday night. But we also established today that the sheriff can run the school resource office, that 7 were funded. He already had 2 on salary. Those 2 and the other one that we gave them are 3 additional, plus the 1 help from emergency management, maybe 4 additional. So there are 4 or 5 potential deputies there from the existing budget. Not if we cut him, of course. That just changes things. So I said all that to say I just felt like I needed to clarify all that we haven't gone into this blind, and we, you know, these are informed decisions, and whenever you talked about law enforcement officer being an idiot, I remembered, or whatever,
I don't
quote, whatever put
I want to bring that back. That's the one to call.
Well, no, but they're not. They're just young, and you know, some of them inexperienced, and some of them are idiots that you see on TV that shoot people, you know, for running down the street. But that's a different story. So I said all that to say that understanding that we do have the opportunity for reserves, and I know Christy and Chuck are checking every day to see if that money is obligated from Irma. When it gets obligated, perhaps it will be, that's more opportunity to go in contingency. I know that, you know, the way the cycles are going with hurricanes, we may see another one. So with the possibility of backing off, I'm going to second Commissioner Moody's motion.
Okay. So we have a motion by Commissioner Moody. We have a second by Commissioner Spradley. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-2. That there will be a 0.5% millage increase proposed.
So that will make the
mill. That's right. I'm sorry.
So voting today, you have to vote on the general fund and the MSTU. So the millage rate in the general fund that we're voting on today is 7.7420.
Yes.
And so the millage rate in the MSTU fund is currently 1.1677 mils. 1.1677.
And, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Explain MSTU. what that funds.
MSTU is what funds the unincorporated area, which is basically anything outside the city limits.
More specifically, fire department?
Fire department, some of the building department, animal control, code enforcement.
Okay, we're at the MSTU portion. Is there a motion?
Motion to accept the MSTU millage rate the same as last year.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Spradley. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
And the first public hearing to set the tentative millage is Monday, September 10th at 5 o'clock. And then the second public hearing will follow that next Monday, September 17th at 5 o'clock. And that one's the final. And the ad will run in the paper the Friday, September 14th.
Is it 5 or
501?
501.
501? Yes, ma'am.
The statute's required.
It's past 5 o'clock,
so we set it to 501.
And that second date is September what?
September 17th.
At 501?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this concludes our business today. Well, thank all of you for coming out and offering your comments.